Welcome back to Copper Country Today. I'm your host, Rick Allen. Joining me in studio right now are Cammie Harding and Joe Tamberl. Cammie is Leah Harding's mother. If you've been paying attention to the news, how Leah went missing about a year and a half ago. And Cammie and Joe are here to give us an update on how things have been. Also to talk about ways that you as a listener have a way to help out in the search for Leah Harding this year. And we'll talk more about that coming up. First, let me introduce to you Cammie and Joe. Welcome to the program.
Hello, thank you.
Cammie, I'm going to start with you. And Leah, can you talk to me about, you know, her growing up, her as a teenager, your relationship with her? Just help us get to know her a little bit better.
Leah growing up, she started walking at 9 months. She was always curious, outgoing, loving. As a teenager, she put me through some teenage horrible years, but she outgrew that, and she ended up being an awesome young lady, mother. Mine and her relationship as a mother-daughter, we had our arguments, disagreements, but me and Leah, she wasn't just my daughter, she was also my best friend. She wore her heart on her sleeve. She was just amazing. She was the type of person anybody would love.
What kind of things did she like to do?
Baseball, outdoor sports, helping other people out. She was just big. Anything that would keep her out of the house was Leah. She just loved the outdoors.
You mentioned she was a mother.
Yes. To her seven, Carly is now 7 years old. She had Carly, and that really changed Leah's life around, being a single mom. She put her whole time and energy into raising Carly the best that she could. She was the most awesome mom. And as of today, through all this horrible tragedy, she has made Carly one tough little girl. She's just amazing.
About a year and a half ago, can you talk about your relationship with Leah at that time?
We went through some ups and downs, and she met her boyfriend here, and I went to school with Camille. He had prior been into prison and did some things, but I feel a lot of people make mistakes in life and whatnot. He made some tremendous mistakes. She didn't like him really at first, and that's what gets me the most, is I don't know how he got Leah to be such a big part of his life. I just don't know. It was like just from one day to the next, she's like, I'm moving out, I'm going to be with Camille. And he did promise her they were going to go to California, and he had cancer. And like I said, with Leah was one to help everybody. Leah always had a forgiving heart. She always seen the best in everybody. She always seen the best in people. She always told me, too, 3 strikes in life, Mom, then you're out. Just like baseball, 3 strikes, you're out. My last conversation with Leah was, she was crying. And I look back to that, and she had hung up on me on the phone, and that was my last conversation with Leah. She was angry with me because I had told her to leave Camille.
Joe, you were telling me before we started here that you go way back with this family.
Yeah, I do. I do. Cammie and I went to junior high together, and actually, and Camille was a year behind us in school, I believe, and I've known Cammie all my life, and I was good friends with Leah as well, and I spent some time a couple of years ago when Carly was younger. I spent a little bit of time babysitting with her, and you know. So I got to be really close with all of them, and it's sad that that Carly's lost a mother, and it's just sad.
Were you close enough with Leah that she would ever confide in you or tell you things?
Oh sure, yeah. I mean, we talked a lot about a lot of different things. But at the time that she was in a relationship with Camille, I wasn't in the area, so I
No whispers that, was Leah ever saying that she was concerned about anything, being in a relationship with Camille or anything else going on?
No, not that I can think of, no.
Okay. Cammie, can you talk about how you, you know, first realized that there was something wrong when you hadn't heard from Leah? This would be, I believe, in April of 2015.
Like I said, my last talk with her, she was angry. She had hung up with me, you know, with things with Camille. When I really realized something was wrong was Mother's Day. And I wish I could go back to that day and try to find her, because at that point she would have been missing already. She never called, and that was not for her not to call for Carly. And Carly was waiting to give Mom a gift. And I just thought I'd give her that time to cool off. It's fine, but when I really knew something was wrong is when we went to Carly's kindergarten spring program. And Leah did not show up for it. And that was not Leah, mad or not. That was not Leah. Leah was always there. Like I said, she's an awesome mom. So after the program, I went to the shop where Leah and Camille worked at Terry Kakinen's at Keiko's. And Camille was outside, and I asked Camille, I said, Camille, where's Leah? Can I talk to her, please? And he looked at me and said, well, she's at your house. I said, what do you mean, my house? He says, well, we got in an argument 2 weeks ago, and he said I didn't want to continue arguing, so I left her at the apartment, and when I came back, she was gone. And then he just started giving me a line of tents came up missing, and just a line of crap. Things that, like, for instance, he said, well, the next day I had brought her to your house, and we got a green tent and a black sleeping bag. Maybe she's gone camping. Me and my daughter did a lot of camping at Agate Beach, big campers. For one thing, we've never had a green tent, and we do not use sleeping bags. We've always used comforters. I talked with him the next day about things also, and it was just more lies. But I will back up here as to when Leah came up. She didn't show up at Carly's program. After I talked with Camille right there and then, I knew something horrible had happened. Leah would not run away. I called Michigan State Police. I did not get an answer. I left a message. I called Berga Sheriff's Department. I can't recall who I had talked with. And they, Houghton County, I do have problems with Houghton County. I am sorry. I don't know if I should say that on the radio or not, but there's just a long history of Houghton County with my daughter, me, and living where we do. But 4 days after I reported my daughter missing, the first person that showed up at my house would have been Trooper Pat Butler through the Michigan State Police. That was by accident. She had went to someone's house on a call where she had heard Leah was missing. So, of course, Pat came to my home to see what was going on, and that's when I notified her that I had called, which she hadn't heard nothing about it. And 4 days after that is when Detective from the Houghton County office came to my house. 4 days after my daughter was reported missing, came to my house.
So was that the start of an investigation, being able to look for her, and how did it get going?
Yeah, I had talked with him on the phone quite a few different times. From what he told me is he went down to the shop to talk to Camille. Camille was not there at the time. And as he was leaving, Camille was pulling in with the Jeep with a boat in the back. And at that point, there's just, they believe she was a runaway. Just a runaway.
Okay. Which can be some, you know, a common thing to look into or consider when in case of a missing person. We understand that. Whether or not that would be applying to Leah, of course, you would know better than any of us. But it was your belief that that was not what was going on.
For one, if Leah was, and me and her used to get in arguments, as I stated, but if Leah was to take off for a couple days, I will tell you what, she would have her daughter Carly with her. Carly was not with her. Leah did not run away.
Now, you were watching Carly during this time, but you and Leah weren't speaking for that short period of time. Was that common for you to have Carly for more than a couple of days?
Yes, it was, but also with Camille's record, Carly spent some time with my sister, Stacy. And then Grandma, me being Grandma, would spend time there also because of my back problems and that. Carly was always very well taken care of. And as I said, Leah worked with Camille at Terry Kakinen's, and my sister, Stacy, was renting from them. So Leah seen Carly every day.
Okay.
So they were, yeah, every day they were informed or whatnot, because in fact Leah's last phone call was to my sister, that they can say, and that pinged off the Herman Tower, and it was that, Auntie, I will talk to you tomorrow, I will bring you cigarettes, bring some money for Carly, for Carly's book orders, and please don't text me back as me and Camille are arguing. That was the end of it. Leah never showed up the next day. Why my sister didn't report her missing, I do not know. And that's something we have to live with, but it was not reported. And like I said, it was not reported until I went to Carly's spring program and Leah did not show up there.
Do you need a moment?
Okay.
I'd like to ask you on how things started as far as a search operation and what you can recall about those days when people began to look for any sign of Leah.
I started searching from the day I realized she was not at Carly's program. I am sorry to state, but as far as it goes with Houghton County, I will state what search. There was a telephone. I had been in the hospital and my friend brought me to his buddy's house. And they stated they found my sister's phone. And I'm like, Stacy's phone? I couldn't think. Well, later on, I had some friends that come to the house after they heard about Leah, everything going on. And I told my friend Brad, I'm like, oh my gosh, is the phone white? And he called his buddy, and yes, it was a white phone. It was Leah's phone that was found in the North Otter River by Brad's friend's brother. And this would have been found already April 30th. When the phone was found, he said there were pictures on it of a kid. That'd be Carly, Leah. I believe he knew who Camille was, but at this time, we did not know Leah had been missing yet. So he deleted everything on the phone, and he made it his own personal phone. He stated the SIM card was out of there and no battery. This was reported. I reported this to Detective Rosemurgy. He went a couple days later to pick up the phone from this place.
I understand that multiple agencies were contributing to some sort of search effort, including search and rescue. Were there crews that you are aware of, and perhaps you haven't been told of all the information, where people were out looking, basically canvassing the woods in the Otter Lake area, or trying to get a picture of where this, the search would have taken place.
Okay, where they stated where Leah's phone was found on the North Otter River, I know for a fact that search and rescue were out there. They searched big time, and I want to thank search and rescue for this. Here's my thing with me wanting more search and rescue out there. I couldn't get it without the detectives. Okay. And as I was told, the detective can't just have search and rescue waste their time on a mother's whim. I know for a fact the North Otter River was checked out by Herman, Clear Lake. Other than that, I don't see where nothing else. And then now with me last week with a few friends, that I've run out of funds and looking, I will never give up looking for Leah. But with on TV now, Detective Rosemary has called me to inform me that search and rescue want to get back out there and look.
Do you know when we're talking about when the search and rescues were out in the Otter Lake area, about what time of that was? Was that about last year? So probably in May and June?
That would have been May.
Yeah.
Okay, because it took, when I reported Leah missing, it was another 2 weeks before Detective got search and rescue to get moving out there. So it was, yeah, we didn't know about the phone right away. But when we did find out about the phone, that would have been a week already past. So it was 2.5 weeks past that Leah was missing.
And she was missing 2 weeks before she was reported. So about a month after she was last heard from is when things really got going.
Yes, and that's a sad part about it all, because by the time with her missing and this 2 weeks to 2.5 weeks of no one reporting Leah missing, to by the time the cops got involved, to another 2 weeks to get everything going. So I'm going to say, yes, it's a good 30 days before my daughter started being searched for.
Besides the phone, Are you aware of anything that was found that would point to any sort of whereabouts of Leah or Leah having been in the area?
Camille was picked up for breaking and entering. My date is not for sure on that. I would say August. There were a lot of articles from camps that he broke into that people didn't collect or claim. So I had Michigan State Police from the Calumet Post come to my home, and I signed, like, I'm going to say, good 50 papers, hoping that some of my daughter's personal things were there, but there wasn't. There was field cameras, fishing poles, trolling motors, stuff like that. But one thing I did come across was, in a box still taped, was a beautiful laptop. I am not good at all with Facebook and doing that, but I knew enough. I untied everything. I charged it up. I had a friend come over, and I had went in the bedroom, and when I came out, I told her, oh, don't put my name on it. And she's like, no, Camille's name popped up on it. To find out, Camille bought this laptop 4 days after Leah came up missing. Camille bought the laptop 4 days after April 30th. The last thing. He bought it from Walmart's. Everything was deleted off it, but I handed that over to Trooper Butler, which she had. I handed over to, I guess, Houghton County, and again, it sits. I have heard nothing of Leah's has been searched. Nothing has been checked. They talk about a phone, it's going to be locked for 180 hours. Okay, well, the phone's locked for 180 hours. What about the laptop? And I just feel like if they really were looking for my daughter and really put time and effort into this, why did they hand me over a laptop that Camille bought 4 days after my daughter came up missing? To me, that does not sound like somebody's really interested in finding my daughter and what happened. I believe her case was thrown, I know in my heart her case was thrown under the rug. And that is the truth.
Joe, when did you come back into town and get involved?
I came back to Lawrenceburg area December of last year, and then shortly after that, I got in touch with Cammie, and she, you know, I'd heard that something had happened prior to this, and I got in touch with her, and she told me what was going on, and so it's been, almost a year now, I guess.
I still look for Leah. It's just, I don't know where to look anymore. I don't know how many logs I need to turn over. I'm just...
Well, this is a good time, and there is a reason why we're doing this interview now, is we're heading into the hunting season. There'll be a lot of boots on the ground in places that, you know, perhaps in a lot of places you don't even think of sending out search people. If, you know, after all this time, you know, if Leah is out there, then she would be in a place that's not commonly... trudge through. So hunters will have that opportunity during these next few weeks to be out there, and we're encouraging people to keep their eye out. Cases have been solved through some of the smallest details. A shoe, a piece of clothing, a mound of earth or leaves that looks out of place, structure in the middle of the woods that has been long forgotten, that's hidden in and out of the way, that people check as they're going through. And what we want to encourage here is that take nothing for granted when you're out there. Keep your eyes open and question everything. You know, if you see something that could be at all of any help, then we'd like to see that reported. You know, let the investigators decide whether or not it was, you know, a credible lead or not. Let them check it out. If somebody has that, you know, they run across a piece of information, who would you like them to contact?
Well, certainly, you know, call Cammie's house.
Me, my personal self, Michigan State Police, Trooper Pat Butler. Trooper Butler has been amazing through this the whole while with me. She has been totally amazing. I don't know what I would do without her. Thank you, Pat.
Yeah, Pat's been really good.
Out in the woods, Leah'd wear a light blue hoodie, anything light blue. She was known to wear bandanas, dark blue, black, white. She loved her beanie hats, white Nike shoes, tennis shoes. She always wore her hair in a pony, and she just had her hair cut so she wouldn't have her long hair. I mean, this has destroyed my whole family. And to think that Carly has to grow up in life without her mama or her daddy. He's not in the picture, but I mean, she has me. She has a lot of people that love her. But I just, please, everybody, just please, anything out there in the middle of nowhere, stop and think. Just stop and think. Clothing. A piece of gum wrapper. A beer can. Just, I believe, you know, there's rumors, and like they say to me, I think drunks, people that drink, are more loose lips. I will not say a name, but there is somebody, and I don't know why they haven't questioned him more. Why does this guy have pictures of my daughter sitting beat up on a couch? And it is just stated, and they brought him in, and all he states is it was drunk talk. And Michigan State Police had the dive team up here in June, I believe, at Dog Patch out in Herman, looking, but this guy is stating that they, I'm not going to swear on the radio, but that they should have had search and rescue on the ground because they walked all over her. She's not in the water. She's not in the mines up there, that they walked all over her. And another place, too, where there's talk is on the old prison, Joe.
Oh, at Camp Alberta.
Mm-hmm. Yep, Camp Alberta. There's about things. And Carly also drew a picture a while back of Mama, an old homestead where Camille brought Mama and her fishing. And Mama always told her if she fell in this hole, she would never, ever be found. But the detective said that's just a little girl's fantasy. So, I mean, to me, nothing's been done enough. But to all the people out there that are truly looking in that, thank you. And please don't give up. I need to have Leon.
Yeah, and if anybody remembers seeing anything like, you know, during that time period, end of April, May, that lives between South Range and, say, Pelkey, for example, which is probably the most likely area, you know. That, but if, you know, but anywhere, actually, but I would especially there, you know, with the finding the phone. Because where the phone was found is at the first bridge after you go through Pelkey, if you're heading toward Houghton, off on the... it would have been the east side of the road, I believe. So, yeah.
Now, Cammy, you said that you're not very Facebook savvy, but a Facebook site has been created, Help Find Leah Harding, and I understand that that's monitored. And if people, you know, they don't have your cell phone number, or you know, they maybe don't call the police right away, or don't know if the information is, you know, is something worthwhile, or they want to follow the investigation, follow the search, maybe help contribute because it's not cheap. They can do so by going through Help Find Leah Harding on Facebook.
Yes.
Okay. You know, we've got to find your daughter.
You know, yes, we do. She is out there. She did not run away. Leah did not run away. She did not. She cannot come home. All I've told Carly is that Camille took Mama for a ride, and she knows that Camille is in prison right now for breaking into camps. I said for stealing food and candy. That's all I can put it to a seven-year-old now. But she knows that Camille was the last one to see Mama, and she believes that if she could talk to Camille, Camille would let her know that where do you have Mama at. She knows her Mama's an angel, but then a little girl believes that she's at a camp somewhere, and when Camille gets out of prison, he's going to go get Mama, and she just hopes that she's not hungry. And today she is a happy, spry little girl, and I will give that credit to Leah. Leah raised her so good. In that short little time, Leah was an awesome mom. That was the best thing that ever happened to Carly.
I can't begin to understand what you've gone through, Cammy. As a father with a daughter, as a grandfather, and I think very few people can understand the pain that you've had to endure over the last year and a half. I want to thank you for the courage to come on the radio and, you know, say what you needed to say. And I just hope that people that hear this interview are moved to help, because it sounds like you need help. The family needs help. Leah needs help. Carly needs help. And if people can just do, you know, a little bit to help out, and like we said, keep their eyes open, check out help find Leah Harding on Facebook and join in this effort. And then some closure perhaps coming down the line for you.
And I believe somebody knows something. And like I said, it's going to be the littlest thing that someone thinks is it nothing. Or to kick the can. Don't kick that can. She could be under that can. Just please. Just everybody continue to keep looking for her. She is out there. And we need to find Leah to bring her home. For Carly's sake.
Thank you both for coming on the show.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, Rick.
Giving us the time to talk.
Copper Country Today, we'll be right back.